If you've been tuned in for the last little bit, listen to the Parts Unknown show this afternoon. It's been a thrilling afternoon here on the radio. Thank you to Phonopony and Mark Mills for playing live sets for us here at the station. If you missed that, you can check out the Parts Unknown podcast, CITR.ca. Show is called Parts Unknown. Again, this show is called The Burrow. Always on after Chris. Don't always deliver with the same oomph, the same vigor. But in my own way, I try to bring that to the table. This week, believe it or not, no Halloween theme. You're gonna get away from that for an hour or so. I'm going to talk about ISCM World New Music Days 2017. It's a festival of contemporary music, classical music, electroacoustic music, etc. Happening November 2nd to 8th around various venues in Vancouver. And it's very exciting. Looks like a very interesting festival. Music pushing the boundaries of what our understanding of classical music and jazz music and electronic music is, and improvisational music. ISCM, that stands for the International Society for Contemporary Music. And again, festival is November 2nd, 8th. You can check out the schedule of events on at iscm2017.ca to check out the venues and addresses and times and ticketing and all of that good stuff. But today, I'm going to interview one of the directors of Vancouver New Music, which helps put on the festival, and who will also be performing and doing one of the shows on this coming Friday, Giorgio Magnanensi. I'm sure get him to correct my butchered pronunciation of that there. Giorgio Magnanensi. Gonna have a phone interview with him on the show in about 20 minutes or so. To talk about his music, to talk about the festival, talk about his performance this Friday, and to get a more eloquent description of what we're talking about when we're talking about contemporary music and this ISCM 2017 World New Music Days Festival here in Vancouver, and why you, the people, should care. Before we get to that, I'm going to start off the show with a piece by a group called Standing Wave, which is a collective of composers and musicians here in Vancouver. They will be performing during the festival as well. And includes a friend of the program, Peggy Lee on cello, along with others, Christy Reside, A.K. Coop, Rebecca Whitling, Alan Stiles, and Vern Griffiths make up this group. They have an album out called New Wave, which came out earlier this year, and I'm going to play a long one from this to start things off. It's a piece called Sculptress, which is originally by a composer named Nicole Lietze from Montreal. I saw them perform this with Nicole Lietze a few months ago, here in Vancouver, and it's really great, and this is their rendition of that. Later on the show, we might hear some Nicole Lietze herself. Again, this is a long piece, so I'll let this run, and then we'll get Giorgio Magnanzi on the phone for a quick chat about the festival, I'd say around 3:30 or so. So stay tuned. Thank you all for listening. This is The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Sculptress by Standing Wave.
Thank you. Thank you. is Halloween. Come out to damn scary Halloween party. Break out the black nail polish and join the Cinematheque for a 35mm revival of David Lynch's Lost Highway. Plus, a 90-minute DJ set by the Astoria's uber-popular Dark 80s Night and Cash Bar. Torn fishnets, caked faces, and the blackest of black apparel is encouraged. October 31st from 7pm. Tickets are $15 in advance or $20 at the door.
Have a sustainable idea? Want to be more involved with environmentalism on campus? Need funding to host a green event?
Then reach out to the Student Environment Center for funding, helpers, and advice on how to make your sustainable ideas a reality.
Contact us. Do it. Our Facebook page is UBC Student Environment Center. Give it a like.
Also, come check out the free store in room 2102 on the second floor of the AMS Student Nest.
Free?
Free.
Free?
Free.
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 That's right, it's a free store.
You're tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting as always from unceded Musqueam territory at the University of British Columbia in Canada. This show is called The Burrow. It's on every Monday, 3 until 4 p.m. And we just heard Sculptress by Vancouver group Standing Wave, which is a piece originally composed by Canadian composer Nicole Lietze. And now we are joined on air over the phone lines, telephone wires, by Giorgio Magnanensi. Am I doing an okay job of that?
Yes, Giorgio. Perfect.
Perfect, great. How are you doing? Hanging
very
there?
Very good, thank you.
Great, yeah, thanks for joining. So we're going to talk about the, as I mentioned earlier in the show, ISCM World New Music Days. Do you maybe want to start with just give me an intro of who you are and your background, and then and your role with the festival?
Yeah, well, I'm a musician, composer, conductor. I'm the artistic director of Vancouver New Music, which is an organization in town, has many participating this year to this festival, and yeah, very happy to be involved with all these wonderful colleagues and composer and local musician and organization in this international festival, which take place in Vancouver for the first time and this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, have you been involved with a festival similar to this in the past, or has this been kind of a project you've been wanting to do here in Vancouver in particular?
Well, we are part of this large festival, which is organized and sponsored and by the International Society of Contemporary Music. I was involved when I was living in Europe in festival like that.
Mm-hmm.
This festival is kind of an itinerant festival. Every year is hosted in different country,
okay,
different cities. Okay. And Vancouver Music, as many other organizations in town, is presenting a program for this festival, which, you know, is a way to feature both local Canadian and international composers that are selected by the International Society of Contemporary Music, just to represent a very wide spectrum of sonic exploration in the current, contemporary music scene.
Yeah, great. Yeah, as you said, it seems like a pretty wide spectrum, so it might be if someone were to go and look through the events, it might seem
there is lots of events, and spanning from orchestral work, chamber performance, voice, electronics, so it's pretty, and different kind of instrumentation. We have a red chamber, for example, which is a local ensemble of Chinese instruments and presenting an international program, and so it's a pretty wide array of musical offering, which is kind of doesn't really happen very often, especially in such a concentrated amount of time.
Yeah. The festival is November 2nd through 8th. So it's starting on Thursday.
Yes.
Is there any sort of outside of that wide range, any sort of thematic leaning that you had when selecting artists, or was it mainly just artists that colleagues and well-respected musicians that you knew of?
I think the main criteria, I'm talking for myself. I mean, there's been just have a look to all the scores that have been presented. Every organization has been kind of given a specific kind of range because Vancouver Music, for example, we are presenting a concert with only a string orchestra and another section of electronics that is performed by the Vancouver Electronic Ensemble, which is an ensemble that we formed about 10 years ago and is pretty much an ensemble made with local musician performers that are devoted to electronic investigation. So the criteria was mainly the specific ensemble that we offered as a musical instruments to use, the string orchestra and the electronics, and then we receive many scores and we selected them according to, you know, our personal, you know, judgment and consultation with David Pei, which is the curator of the festival in Vancouver. And so, and also, you know, try in a limited amount of time. With our program is about approximately 70 minutes of music plus another half an hour with electronics, to give a, you know, as wide as possible panorama of string writing nowadays. Mm-hmm. So it's limited because it's only, we were able to select only four composers, but it's pretty diverse in this regard. So we have four very interesting composers. Among them, we have Linda Cutley-Smith, who is a Canadian-American, actually, but lives in Canada, has been living in Canada for many years, composer with a new piece, which is actually the only world premiere of our program, and other pieces that I can, you know, briefly present.
Yeah, go for it.
Italian composer Maria Serena Tiatini. It's a large piece for a string orchestra, very intense and very different from Linda Cutley-Smith, both aesthetically and kind of as an orchestration. So this is also very important to have an orchestra that can show as much as possible difference of approach, different of aesthetic, different of way of thinking through sound. Another great piece is Jay Schwartz, which was a selection we made in spite of the fact we presented this piece already a few years ago, but it's such a great piece that we wanted to have an opportunity to present it again to a larger audience with international people coming to Vancouver. And a last piece, Michiko Fukazawa, which is a Japanese composer, very, very textural, very delicate, but very, very rich in depth of sound and dynamic, and again, very, very different from all the other three. So all these four pieces are, in a way, all beautiful, but all very different. And so that's the criteria we use, the selecting quality work, but also that demonstrate a very great inventiveness with the instrumentation available for this event. And then go ahead.
No, and is there... So is there an effort to present them all as their own thing, or did you make an effort to kind of thread them together in a way, even as different as they are?
No, the only thread is they're all written for string orchestra. Mm-hmm. The ensemble is about 21 musicians, violins, viola, cello, and double bass. And so the only thread that kind of connect them is the specific instrumentation. But I think that the variety will be surprising and also interesting for the people that will come to the concert. The other part of the concert, which actually we start with this piece, is a piece by another composer, again originally from Japan, but Canadian composer, and Kotoka Fukazawa. Kotoka Suzuki, I think she's Japanese Canadian composer, and it's a piece for paper instrument, which is very interesting, just instrument that she built with paper, both instrument that can be used as flute or percussion instrument, but very delicate, and with an accompaniment of an electronic tracks that is being composed with sound and other sound of this ensemble. So this is one very interesting piece in a very delicate sonic dimension. And then the Vancouver Electronic Ensemble, which is the ensemble that I mentioned before, will also present a piece. It's called ISEM Remix, which take the opportunity of using the material of the four string pieces that we are presenting as raw material to do a live remix and re-elaboration, focusing on specific sound object that all these pieces explore.
Great. Cool. So, and that is this Friday, November 3rd.
This Friday,
November
7:30 at the Orfeo Mannix.
Yeah, great. Awesome. So are there other, throughout the week, so this will go till November 8th, any other highlights that are on your mind as far as the festival goes that you might want to mention to people out there.
It's difficult, but I think, just to start the first concert, the opening concert with the National Art Orchestra, I think would be a very wonderful concert, presenting very wonderful music by Canadian composer and, all women except John Estacio, so music from Zosia Di Castri, Jocelyn Morlock, which actually Canadian but is also local, and Nicole Lizet, wonderful composers that are presenting this large orchestral work with the National Art Orchestra in Vancouver. I think it would be a great opportunity to see this orchestra, especially now they also have a new artistic director, Alexander Shelley, who is very, very energetic and wonderful musician. So that's, but there are many ongoing. For example, another suggestion for me would be Gabrielle Darmous, who is a fantastic performer, very theatrical use of the voice in very creative way. So very different program from the first one that you mentioned, but just to show a completely different spectrum. Mm. And that I think is on November 5th, Sunday.
Sunday.
Don't remember the time exactly, but 10, I think it's in the morning, 10, something like that, at the Annex.
Awesome. Is there anything you would, is there maybe a condensed or version of a pitch for someone who is seeing this and saying, well, I don't know anything about contemporary music. I don't even know what that means or would entail. And kind of the entrance level for getting into this stuff, I guess, I'm sure you can say anybody would get into it, but sometimes maybe it seems like there's a bit of a barrier for people who haven't been exposed to some of these compositions and stuff before.
Well, just go with open minds or open ears. I mean, music is, don't think so much about music, but think about sounds. People listen to many different things nowadays, and especially the younger generation are really much into electronics and crazy things, glitchy noise, whatever. And so in this case, I think if you go with without a sort of a prejudgment of what contemporary music is, it's mainly current music composed by people that are investigating with sound in many different ways through instrumentation, electronics, and different form of thinking. But it's pretty wide open, and I don't think everyone should feel intimidated to go and check it out. And they may like it, they may not. That's not the point. The point is to keep our curiosity open and just try to enjoy a different way of thinking sound. And this is a wonderful opportunity because there is a lot to go and check out. So, and you may not be able to go to everything, but definitely should be worth an attempt to go and check something out. And just go with your instinct. Just choose programs. They're all pretty interesting. They're performed by great local musicians and performers. So I think there's just surely a wonderful opportunity to try something new.
Great. Awesome, yeah. And so you're all listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It's the Borough. We're talking about ISCM World New Music Days, ISCM 2017, taking place this year in Vancouver for the first time, joined by Giorgio Magnanensi, Artistic Director. Is that the correct title? Vancouver New Music. Great. Thanks for taking the time to chat
with
us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
And so your performance will be on Friday, one more time,
Friday,
at the Annex, 7:30.
At the Annex.
Great. Any final words? We're going to play one of the selections that you're doing, the Michiko Fukuzawa piece.
Yes.
Is it Jemmy Knainen's mother?
Lemminkainen's mother, inspired by the painter, the Finnish painter. An image, a very stark image of, which is not, it's not so important, but I mean, it's not that the music represents the image, but the piece is very, very intense, in spite of the very soft dynamics and the very, very rich texture. Is a very intense piece. The sound of the orchestra is very interesting, especially if someone is not familiar with this kind of writing for string orchestra, with lots of extended techniques and glissandos. And so it's a very textural, atmospheric, but not in an ambient way, in a very intense way. So it's kind of a wonderful work to approach an orchestra, a string orchestra, in a different way.
Great. Awesome.
Thank you.
Well, thanks so much for the time today. And we will now listen to some Michiko Fukuzawa. Thanks so much, Giorgio.
Thank you.
Good luck with the festival.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Theater and Disorders Shindig is back for the 34th year and is hosted at Hastings Mill Brewing Company, formerly known as Pat's Pub, every Tuesday night.
We've curated a spicy roster of local musicians, and there are 27 bands, 27 winners, but someone has to take home the Shindig Windig crown from last year's champ, Little Sprout.
Come watch bands jam out, have fun, and battle it out for some rad prizes provided by our sponsors.
Sarah Fox Postering,
Nimbus Recording, Cannery Brewery,
Pandora's Box,
Vader Master Studios, Rain City Recorders,
Mint Records,
Music Waste, Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell,
Six Cent Press,
Blue Light Studios, Hastings Mill Brewery,
Print Print.
Come out this Tuesday, October 31st for extra spooky performances by Board Decor, The Maneuver, and Laverne.
Tune in every other Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. for Blood on the Saddle with your host, Dan N., for real, authentic country.
You are tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM. It's called The Burrow, a program that's on every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. My name's Andy Resto. This week we've been talking not about Halloween, been talking about ISCM World New Music Days, It's the festival happening in Vancouver, starting on Thursday, November 2nd to 8th. A variety of locations, including the Orpheum, Roundhouse Theater, etc. SFU Woodwards, I believe, is one of the locations. If you've been tuned in, we had a chat over the phone with the artistic director of Vancouver New Music, which helped put on the festival, Giorgio Magnanensi, and I talked about the performance that he'll be a part of, which is this Friday at the Annex at 7:30, and there'll be it's all for a string ensemble, and it's an electroacoustic ensemble as well, doing four pieces from different composers, including the one that we just heard, which was really great, just by a Japanese composer named Michiko Fukuzawa, and that piece is called Lemminkainen's Mother. Really great piece. It was indeed intense, as Giorgio had mentioned. Reminds me of Scalzi, Giacinto Scalzi. So they'll be doing that along with four other string pieces this Friday as part of that performance. Lots of really great things happening at World New Music Days, November 2nd through 8th. You can look up the whole schedule and whatnot by going to iscm2017.ca, and it'll get you the event listings there, times, locations, write-ups on the performances, etc. So you can plan out your week. Lots of great things we heard at the beginning of the show. Standing Wave, an ensemble, a local ensemble that'll be performing as well as part of the festival. It's a really interesting event to be happening in Vancouver, as Giorgio mentioned, for the first time, which is very exciting. Thanks again to Giorgio for taking the time to chat. To close things out this week, we're going to hear one more piece from a performer at the festival. This is something called the Land's End Ensemble. They're from Calgary. It's a trio from Calgary. And it's violin, cello, and piano. And we're going to hear a piece of theirs called Trio for Violin, Viola, and Cello. It's the Land's End Ensemble. They are from Calgary once again. You have been listening to The Burrow on CHR 101.9 FM. Please do go online, iscm2017.ca, and check out World New Music Days happening November 2nd through 8th. I think if wasn't on your radar before, it would be it's something that will really open your mind a little bit, as Giorgio was saying, and really going to be some terrific shows to go witness and listen to this coming week. Thank you all for listening. Jade should be up next with a little bit of soul.
Thank you.